Light Warrior, Connecting with the Spiritual Power of Fierce Love. Written and read by Kyle Gray. That's me. For Louise Hay, without whom this work would not be possible, I am eternally grateful. Thank you for being a light to us all. Guardians of the Four Corners, Mother in the Earth, Father in the Sky. Angels, archangels, ancestors of time and ancestors of place. Thank you for your blessings and your direction. Thank you for guiding the warriors back to their light. May this work be a catalyst for great healing and change. May all those ready to light up be guided to heal their darkness. Aho. Preface. For thousands of years, a halo of light has been used to show holy figures in the religions and spiritual traditions of the world. In the Bible, angels are described as beings of burning light. In the traditional paintings of Japanese Shintoism, saints are depicted emerging from caves with light bursting behind them. Aboriginal cave paintings show ancestor spirits' heads surrounded by a wheel of light. Light has actually been seen around saints and spiritual teachers, and many people who have had spiritual experiences have also reported seeing light, whether at the end of the tunnel in a near-death experience, or surrounding an angel who has visited them in a vision or dream. Light gives the impression of godliness, peace, and love. It is viewed as a sign of power, strength, and spiritual achievement. And it is now commonly accepted in modern spirituality that light is also within us, every one of us. Go to any yoga class and you'll hear the Sanskrit salutation Namaste being shared by student and teacher alike. It means the light in me bows to the light in you. And in the psychic field, the phrase love and light has become a common way to sign off at the end of a message, article, or gathering. We are becoming more aware that light is all around us, light is within us, light is who we are. So why is our world often so dark? Why should this be when I believe, I know, that the universe is love? This love stuff is the real story, but many down here on this planet have forgotten. And because they've forgotten, they've begun to live their earthly journey in a mysteriously challenging way that has created a lot of suffering for other people, for animals, and for the earth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?